Jerry McDonald from the Bay Area News Group. Can you tell us what transpired on the way to number 15?
It was a lot happening, that's for sure. It was a lot of calls, moving up, moving back. Everybody wanted, it seemed like our pick was pretty favorable. And after sorting it through, I just went ahead and pulled the trigger.
How did you have Colton and McClinchy? How did you rate those two, or were you looking at McClinchy as well?
Well, we thought both of those guys were really good football players, you know, and we would be upgraded with either one.
What is it that you like about Colton Miller?
Well, the fact that he's a big man that can move his feet, and he's played left tackle and right tackle. He's been an offensive lineman pretty much his whole life. He understands the game, and he's an excellent athlete who has a great potential. So we feel really good about adding him to the Raider roster.
Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game. I know he had a great combine, breaking all sorts of records. You talk about the athleticism, but you know, sort of Bruce Campbell, how much did you take from what he did on the tape, and you know, how much did he make what Josh Rosen did?
That's how we evaluate tape, you know. We don't draft guys by combine.
Reggie, how big of a part did Tom Cable play in this pick, and how well does Colton fit that profile of?
Oh, he played a big part, you know. We look at all the coaches' evaluations, and I mean, we interviewed him, and we had a lot of meetings with him to try to figure out who he is as a person and what drives him. And we feel very good about everything about Colton Miller.
Did you guys also make a trade for Martavis Bryant?
Yes, we did.
So what went into that? What do you like about him?
Other than he's scored a lot of touchdowns and get a lot of first downs, he's ideal what you're looking for in a receiver. He can play big. He plays fast, and he makes plays. And he's we think he can be a dynamic receiver for Derek.
How did that trade come about? Was it something you guys been thinking about for a while, or is this kind of just come up at the last second here?
I don't know. We've been thinking of, this is not a last minute deal. We've been on this for a while.
One more.
And, you know, to make it happen this quick, you know, trading back afforded, you know, multiple picks. That's all a part of draft day. You know, when you're able to get some breathing room, so to speak, and play around with some picks and see, you know, we just felt like this was a good opportunity to try to upgrade and get better. Oh, absolutely. Same thing. Martavis is all about being able to use that pick and get another player. You know, it's not like drafting a player. We feel like we drafted Martavis Bryant.
Just one more question about Miller. He missed a lot of time from two injuries he had back-to-back years at UCLA. What do you think about his durability?
Yeah, we feel good about that. You know, some of the injuries that he's had and the medical stuff, went through all of that with our team doctors and all the stuff at the combine. So we feel good he'll be a healthy guy for us.
Reggie, you guys have been pretty adamant the last few years about character and character issues and what you want to bring into the building. Mm-hmm. And with Worley and now Bryant, who's had some issues, how do you reconcile bringing those guys in with what you guys think?
Yeah, and that's a good point because, you know, when we talk about character, we're not going to condemn them. You know, we're not going to, you know, nail them for life, so to speak. If we see some semblance of whether it's remorse, whether it's getting on the right path, but you know, when we talk to the guy, when we talk to Worley, we feel good about bringing him in, and we feel good about giving Martavis an opportunity, and we think with our resources, we could help him.
Scott Winter, Silver and Black Today. Anything in this draft surprise you so far?
Quite a bit. That's every year, you know. But that's what makes the draft fun, you know. I didn't think last week that I'm going to trade down 15. I didn't think I was going to make a trade before the day was over with, but that's what makes it draft day fun.
Reggie, when you came into the day, did you expect to get a tackle, which is a offensive line? You've already spent a lot of money there, or did you think defense was a possibility?
Both possibility. The thing is, the draft, unless you pick a number one, that's the only time you know who you're going to get. So you never know how the chips fall, you know, and you're prepared for many things, you know, depending on which player is there and if you can trade up, if you can trade back. Sometimes you can't do either. So it just fell the way it did today, and we're very excited to get Colton.
Speaking of falling, it looked like Derwin James fell to you. Edmonds, was it tough to not pull the trigger on those guys?
Yeah, those all great players. All great players. We had all those guys right around there. So it's but we like Colton.
Vic from The Athletic. You mentioned you like Miller off of tape and not okay. Back there. What's up, Reggie? How you doing?
Right.
You said you liked Miller off the tape and not the combine or workouts. What'd you like off the tape? What'd you see off the tape for Colton?
What Colton can do is, when you're talking about pass protection and staying in front of his guy, that's what he does. I mean, he got the length, he got the great feet. And you're talking about playing at the second level, pulling. This guy got a lot of talent, and we think if we can get him within our scheme and get Coach Cabe's working with him, he's going to flourish.
It's not every draft where a All-American defensive back who your secondary coach personally coached for two seasons is on the board when you guys are there at number 10. I don't know what you can really say on it, but was that at all a unique situation? How much of a conversation was that with
him? That conversation was since the combine, the whole process, and he's one of the guys also, it was made mention about two other players. He was in that group too, but we felt really good about Colton. And when you trying to compare, different positions and stuff like that, the grades we had on these guys, very similar.
Reggie, I know you're going to say it was a collective effort, but can you talk about what Coach Gruden brought to the decisions that you guys ended up making tonight?
I mean, communication. I mean, it was great the whole offseason. I mean, he's really good at sitting down, talking to me, and letting me know how he feels. And we watch tape together, and that's what I like. We see eye to eye on many things. So that was. That was the easy part, and that's trying to figure out when to take guys and lining them up. He was very good to work with during this whole process, and we have a big day tomorrow and the next. So I'm looking forward to it.
Reggie, Paul Gutierrez is here from ESPN. I know you said it in getting Martavius Bryant, it felt like you were drafting him. So what did you give up? One of the third rounders?
Rounder we traded for.
Okay, so it was the second one from Arizona.
Second one.
And then also, what kind of is the goal then going forward? Obviously, to get good players, but right. Is there a specific way you're looking?
Well, we're trying to win. Right. So if we feel like a certain guy can help us be more dynamic, which we think he can, we try to go get him, and we were able to do that today.
Reggie, is Colton a guy who you could see being adept left or right? And could you foresee a situation where he starts on the right but eventually succeeds Donald on the left?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about starting. These young guys, you want to get them and try to work them. But He can definitely play both, and he has played both, left and right, started. Well, the rules are different now, so no, he'll be good.